This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Hallelujah. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, humbly and humble, serving you down by your hand tonight. Just to thank you and praise you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just to thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, we are ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. Be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are ever so grateful and thankful as we get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, precious fathers, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps in the name of Jesus. We are ever so grateful and thankful to be, hallelujah, Lord. We are ever so grateful and thankful that you seem fit here that we're on this side of heaven. Now, hallelujah, we're still here on earth, Lord, doing your will, letting your will be accomplished and done in our lives. Hide us behind Calvary's cross, anoint these lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth this night and forevermore. Look deep down in my heart, deep down within my soul. And there's any sin that so easily be set in my mind to put it in the sea of forgiveness. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, never to remember it no more. Cover me with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and for this night and forevermore. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve God that sits high and look low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And we are so grateful and thankful for that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like for you to go to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and we're going to be looking at verse 19 through 21, and also Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. And the word of God reads in Matthew 6, verse 19 through 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust do corrupt or ruin, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 1, it says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Well, this is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word. The grass may wither, the flower may fade it, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. People of God, believers of Christ, those that are listening to this teaching tonight, and those that will be listening to it at a later date, we want to talk about investing in what is eternal. Investing in what is eternal. Hallelujah. Yes, people of God, we have to understand and has to know that we are here for a short time, for a purpose. And it behooves me to encourage you tonight to let you know how important it is for you to do what thus says the Lord. The assignment that God has given you to do while you are here on earth will determine where you will stay, hallelujah, and live for eternity. Yes, God haven't just created us just to sit down on our most holy than now. No, he have called us to work. He have called us to go out and tell the world about the gospel, to preach the gospel to every creature. And those that believe shall be saved, and those that believe not shall be damned. That is the great commission that we have been given to every child of God, every believer of Christ. We have an example of what we should be doing. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, he has set the example. If we get busy doing God's business, God will take care of our business. So again, we are talking about investing in what is eternal, not in making an investment here on earth, because we know only what we do for God will last. Investment here on earth is just temporary. Hallelujah. The earth is the can before our eyes on a daily basis. Yes, we must invest in something that that will bring us back certain and guarantee us a reward. And that is investing in the kingdom of God and in his work. Yes, again, the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 1 says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from above. It comes from the Father of lights, who give it to us without no variables or shadow of turning. We serve an awesome God tonight. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We serve a God that has all power in his hand. Yes, he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am, the one that neither slumber nor sleep. The one that is always, hallelujah, that sits high, but look low. The one that is able and willing to help us turn things around in our behalf. Yes, our God is merciful. Yes, our God is a good God. He's a God of love, but he's also is a God of wrath. Jesus, again, he encourages us, and he says to us and gives us instruction as followers of his. Here in the book of chapter 6, verse 19 and 21, again it says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. This is instruction that is given to every believer of Christ. You see, where your treasure is where your heart is. It says, don't lay up treasures here on earth, because moth and rust to ruin and corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. This is a word of caution for every believer of Christ. Yes, believers as well as non-believers. Sometimes we are focused so much on things on this earth that we are not heavenly bound. We are earthly bound. We are earthly in bondage. So we must seek and lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. where neither moth nor corrupt, nor rust do corrupt. Thieves do not break through, nor steal. Remember this always, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So again, brothers and sisters in Christ, believers, all those that are listening in to this teaching tonight, and those that will be listening at a later date, may the anointing of the Holy Spirit rest upon the word of God. Because heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will never pass away. God's word is already settled in heaven, and God's will is that his word be settled here on earth as well. Jesus, again, he taught us how to invest our finances, our time, our talent, for us to invest very wisely for his honor and glory and for the good of those who we love. Investing for eternity, having treasures in heaven, investing in what is eternal. People of God, we should lay up treasures in heaven. It should be our motives. By investing our money right here and now in things that will last for eternity. Yes, we are talking about what God has blessed us with, what God has allowed us to have talent, time, monies, and so forth, to invest into his kingdom, to invest in things that will be of eternal purpose, investing in things that will give us treasures in heaven, such as bringing people to the saving knowledge of Christ. Also by building them up, our precious faith, helping them to develop Christ-like character and things that pertain to the spiritual realm and to the kingdom of God. Here in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, it says, "But seek ye first. The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Investing in what is eternal. People of God, the things we treasure here upon the earth has a way of disappearing, no matter how risk-free we think they may be. For an example, we can fall into a recession, also in depression, inflation, bad business failures, big bank failures, crippling diseases, and what we thought was financial secure. It can suddenly evaporate before our eyes. So believers of Christ, only what is invested in God's kingdom is certain to pay off someday. Investing in what is eternal. You see, what we invest in the works of the Lord, it will produce eternal results. And so God honors it with eternal reward. I'm going to say it again. Believers of Christ, only when we invest in the Lord's work will produce eternal result. And so God will honor it with eternal reward. Yes, it may seem as if we won't go or we want to prosper here while we're here on earth. that prosperity will not overtake us. But I stand by to encourage you tonight. Investing into what is eternal will be risk-free, and it will produce dividends. It will produce in the by and by. Yes, the best bank on earth can go bankrupt and be broke. But the best bank, but the bank of heaven will never fail. And it offers a sure thing. People of God, we should live with the real awareness that the future is as bright as the promises of God. And we know that the promises of God is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Yes, the promises of God is sure. Yes, as believers of Christ, we live with the consciousness of eternal in our earthly journey. As children of God, if we invest in eternal values, we can utilize our material possessions while we're here on earth. Our material possessions in order to lay up treasures in heaven. And when we leave this world, we can be assured that we will be rewarded for that investment. This needs to be repeated. We need to hear it again. As children of God, if we invest in eternal values, we can utilize the material possessions that we have here on earth in order to lay up treasures in heaven. So when we leave this world, when our name is called and our number is pulled, we can be assured that we will be rewarded for that investment made. Remember that an eternal investment is something that will last forever, which also has a worth without end. And it retains its value eternally. The Word of God says in Proverbs 23, verse 4 and 5, it says, labor not to be rich. Cease from thy own wisdom. Will thou set forth eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle towards them. Investing in what is eternal should be a determination for us, for you and I, as children of God. Investing in what is eternal is the best investment that we can make as a child of God. Sometimes people of God, unbelievers, live short-sighted lives, focusing on physical things, focus on materialistic things, things that will pass away, things that will rust away, things that may look good today and tomorrow, it just fade out. The newness of it is gone. You see, their lives are characterized only by emptiness, only by that void that is missing to fulfill their lives, because they don't have no relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Sadly enough to say, some people who know who know Jesus Christ as that personal Lord and Savior are also very, very absorbed with worldly possessions, with worldly things, because they lost sight of who they are in Christ and what their lives ought to be about. You see, it is easy to just be concerned about security in this life, as the unbelievers are. Yes, we that know better, as believers of Christ, we should do better, characterize our lives as lives set apart for the Master's use, as lives set apart to be a mouthpiece for God, that our lives may be molded in the image of Christ's Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of our lives. Sure, on a continuous basis, we must examine ourselves to make sure that we are in the faith, to make sure that our lives is lining up with God's will, that our lives is a life that honors God, that our life may shine in this world of darkness, that our priority is set straight, that our video is lining up with our audio at all times. We must keep that perspective in mind, which will influence our faithful servants to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Investing in what is eternal is something that we must be determined to do. We must have the mind of Christ on a daily basis, always keeping in mind that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Letting our lives be a reminder to those that are watching us that we may portray the love of God in our hearts one for another, that people may be able to see as believers of Christ that we are what God's word says we are, that we are believers of Christ, that we are tied up, tangled up, wrapped up in the things of God. Yes, God is a good God. God is an awesome God. In the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 44 through 46, the word of God says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasures hid in a field, the which when a man had found it, he had, and for joy thereof, go and sell it, all that he has, and buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Yes, the Bible is all about making good investments. The Bible gives us instruction on how to invest in things which is eternal. People of God, we The Bible also lets us know answers to every world problem that we encounter. You see, the economics of investment in God's purpose is governed by the mathematics of the supernatural law. People of God, we all can invest in God's kingdom. You see, it doesn't make any difference whether we have good credit, bad credit, or no credit. These are only things that are set up in the realm of the world to keep us bound to our credit score. But thank God in heaven, there is no credit score because we've all been bought with a great price. Jesus died and shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Jesus became poor that we may be rich in the things of God. So, child of God, making wise investment in God's kingdom doesn't have anything to do with how much we have to invest. But it has everything to do with managing or handling what little you have properly here on earth. Remember the woman with the two mites? When Jesus was sitting by the treasure, the collection box, people that had great wealth was putting in little. People that had little was putting in much. Like the widow's mite, she put in all that she had. All God wants from his children, he wants it all. He wants all that he has entrusted us with. He wants us to be real and truthful and be good stewards over what he has invested or allow us to handle while we are here on earth. Yes, we have served and still is serving an awesome God, the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, the great I am, the one that sits high and looks low, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Help us, Lord, in investing what is eternal. Investing in God's purpose is very essential. You see, God gives so we can invest in his kingdom. Investing in what is eternal is a must that we should do while we're here on earth. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Well, God is a good God and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. We just thank God, amen, for this opportunity to bring forth his word, because his word will not return to him void. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will abide forever and ever. Again, tonight we are talking about investing in what is eternal. Investing in what is eternal. Child of God, making wise investment in God's kingdom does not have anything to do with how much we have to invest. But it has everything to do with managing and handling what little you have properly, whether you have little or much. Remember, little is much when God is in it. So helping us to invest in what is eternal, investing in God's purpose, is very important and essential for a child of God. You see, God gives to us, so we can invest in his kingdom. Yes, child of God, believers of Christ, good stewardship requires that you live modestly, managing credit wisely, and investing in God's kingdom. Every Christian, every believer of Christ should consider how he or she can give to help and disciple the largest possible number of people for Christ's sake. People of God, God measures the value of our youth of giving to him by the total of our resources. You see, when you talk about giving, people first thing go to their mind is finance. But God has blessed us, and he has given to us talents. He has given to us gifts and talents. He has given us a sound mind, so that we be able to make good judgment. God-based values of what we have accumulated, of what he have allowed us to have, by the total amount of resource. Sometimes we get in a place to where God has blessed us with plenty, and we try to hide what is rightly his, which is a tenth of whatever he have allowed us to have. As being good stewardship, we must give what is rightly his. You see, God is pleased and honored when we, as his children, give sacrificially, and God will supernaturally multiply your gift in order to meet your needs as well as the needs of others. You see, God also is very pleased when you, as a child of his, give generously out of the abundance that he has given to you. Yes, all he asks for, the minimum amount, is 10% of your income, which should be given to the work of the Lord as a realistic starting point for a steward who wants to honor and glorify God with the resources with which God has entrusted to him or her. You see, the practice of giving 10%, which is called a tithe, And it is a systematic method for giving to God and to his work. Bible says in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 11, it says, bring ye all the tithes. It didn't say so. It says all. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. You see, the storehouse is the church. The storehouse is the ministry that God has allow you to be part of, so that there may be meat in my house. In other words, there's things that needs to be paid for, things that need to be bought, things that needs to be done in order to keep the ministry and the church operation going. The Bible says that God says, test me. Approve me now, wherewith says the Lord of hosts. And this is what God promised. If we bring all the tithes and offering into the storehouse, it is a covenant that he made to us. A covenant is something that is honored by both parties. It's honored by God and also honored by his children. So God promised that we bring all tithes and offering into the storehouse, and we do our part, then God will do his part. And he says that I will prove me and see if I will not open up ye the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, and there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast a fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. Investing in what is eternal, is a sure thing. Because people of God, giving at least a tenth of your income or resources to God's work is not a matter of the Mosaic law, but it is an expression of God's grace upon our lives. You see, the provision of God underneath grace is based on the principle of the harvest accumulated. Yes, we know the principle of sowing and reaping. People of Christ, our spiritual life is determined by the power you take into it. Your life through prayer, fasting, spending time in God's Word, studying the Word of God, meditating on His Word, being doers of the Word, and not just hearers only. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 20, rejoicing in hope, being patient in tribulation, continue instantly in prayer. In other words, praying continuously, never ceasing, having an attitude of prayer, not always audibly, but having the mind of Christ on a daily basis. Yes, we as followers of Christ, we are encouraged to be faithful in prayer. Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, it says, men ought to always pray and don't faint or lose heart. You see, prayer is our finest and our most pure investment. There it is. To put it to the kingdom of God. Investing in what is eternal, because our hearts always follows our investment. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in. Investing in what is eternal. We do this because our heart always follows our investment. So, child of God, I encourage you to invest in God's word, to invest in the kingdom of God. God wants us to be rich towards him. You see, being rich towards God is really about knowing Jesus and being invested in his kingdom, which includes serving the poor and doing good works, good deeds. But it also includes being invested in God's family, his church, which is part of God's kingdom. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Again, beloved, being rich towards God is investing in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and his kingdom. Believers of Christ, you see, God's plan is unstoppable. And it is a guaranteed investment, both as the immediate blessings as people turn to Christ, and as future eternal blessings. Two of our greatest needs in life in 2020 are a sense of belonging and purpose. People of God, financial prosperity is for all who are willing to obey the terms of the covenant. It is not just for reserved few, but it is available to all, as many that will obey God's instruction. See, the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the blue cause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams. Also here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 19, it says that ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So, child of God, it is your obedience that will provoke the prosperity in your life. You see, money is a principal requirement for a successful pursuit of a life's goal. Money answers all matters. But the Bible cautions us and let us know that the love of money is the root of all evil. You see, money in itself, but what we do with money can become evil. So believers of Christ, in order to revoke the hand of God in the area of prosperity, we must learn to invest into his work and into his kingdom. People of God, it is your depth of your love for God that determines the level of your access to his resources. Yes, invest in what is eternal. God will give. God has given all of us one life to live. And he expects us to live a life of faith. And a life of faith that is one of risk and one of reward. In faith, we take risks and we step out in faith, which is part of God's plan for our prosperity. You see, child of God, faithful living is not living a life of safety and security, but it is living a life by faith. People of God, God have given each of us a life that consists of time, talent, treasures, and he expects us to use them for his purpose. Yes, this should be repeated to let us know. Sometimes we have to hear it over and over again. We as his children, God have given each of us a life that consists of time, talent, treasures. And God expects us to use them here on earth for his purpose. Yet God motivates us in this life on earth with the promise of reward in the next life. You see, to reward us in the next life with a life of one of authority and responsibility. Remember this, you have only one life to live. So the question tonight is, how are you going to walk in it? In the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35. Here it says, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the word of the Lord Jesus, how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive. You see, investing in what is eternal, God sees everything that we have as being his child, because he has created it, and he is willing to share his generous blessings with us. See, God has made us stewards of all that he has created. And he's watching to see how we will handle our estate, whether it be big or small. The question here is whether you have clenched your fist when it comes to others who have need in their lives, or do you offer a helping hand, an open hand, to freely give to those that is less fortunate, to those that are in need, investing into what is eternal? We have to remember that prayers are a part of our time that we invest in others. And it is very important, vital, and necessary. Everything we do for others as children of God must be prayed over, thoughtfully done. Believers of Christ, we need to ask God where He wants us to lay down our time, our talent, and our treasure. And God will give you, as His child, a clear answer. Remember this, believers of Christ. If we invest in the kingdom of God, and we do it secretly, God will openly reward us someday. Here in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 21, it says again, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust do corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Remember this, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Jesus here is reminding us and telling us not to live our lives prepared for emergency, or saving for things, or preparing for the future when we retire. Jesus is also letting us know and telling us to not spend all of our time on gathering wealth and storing it up away, because it can disappear in an instant, and it is not even long-lasting. The point is that Jesus wants us to make sure that we should be investing in eternal purpose or in eternal eternity. Investing in the kingdom of God has everlasting rewards. Yes, we can invest in God's kingdom when we invest in people, when we invest in heavenly treasures, when we invest in God's will for our lives, and when we are developing a spiritual, vital church. People of God, we can store up treasures in heaven by sharing our faith with others and telling them about Jesus Christ and what He has done for us through His death, burial, and resurrection. Also in sharing with them that Jesus Christ loved them and desired to enter into a relationship with them. If we agree with God, if they agree with God that they are a sinner and they need a Savior, and believe that Jesus Christ died for their sin and was buried and rose again, this is what storing up treasures in heaven is all about. Yes, we can invest in what is eternal. There may be one, or there may be some tonight that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. After listening to this teaching tonight, you can be assured that the God that we serve, He loves us. That the God that we serve, He neither slumber nor sleep. He is an awesome God. He is a good God. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We thank God and we just say amen and amen to everything that was said. We just hope and pray that was something that was said that will bring encouragement to your soul here this night and forevermore. If you would like to contact Pastor Dudley Tebow as well as Prophetess Lisa Tebow with Bustin' Loose and Faith Ministries, as well as Cedar Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, You can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God's will and Jesus tarry until we meet again. Have a blessed night. Same times on Friday at 6 p.m. God bless. Have a blessed, safe, and prosperous night and day, night and the rest of your week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless.